Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed an amicus brief with the Federal Court of Appeals defending an Alabama law that prohibits dismemberment abortions of live unborn babies, known as dilation and extraction. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, in this particular case, it's called West Alabama Women's Center, which is the abortion clinic suing against this law, versus Thomas Miller. Liberty Counsel represents the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the American College of Pediatricians as an amicus brief representing their interest supporting this state law. Matt, this is unthinkable kind of abortion procedures, dilation and extraction, or D&E, where they dilate the cervix, they forcibly dilate the cervix by putting in, inserting larger and larger cannula or different kinds of things that would dilate the cervix. And then they use a clamp, a forceps, or that actually clamps onto the baby, like a thing that you would use from your salad tongs, only more strong, and grab onto the parts of the baby, and you rip and pull. Literally dismember the baby alive. These are for second, third, these are for later trimester gestational age of the child in the abortion procedure.
And they feel they're being literally ripped apart alive, and they have even more sensitive nerve endings than adults. They're feeling excruciating, horrific pain. And what you just described, Matt, is what we saw Democrats at the federal level. They were trying to get this law passed to protect these innocent children, the fetal pain capable. They were high-fiving when they filibuster.
When they shot it down through the filibuster, there was enough votes over the majority to pass it. But the Senate has that filibuster rule. You need 60 votes in order to vote on the actual merits. And they couldn't get 60 votes because all the Democrats, except for three, voted in lockstep to filibuster it, never got to the final vote. And when that happened, you saw pictures, horrible pictures, Holly, of Democrats high-fiving each other, like somebody just did a score of their favorite football team. They're high-fiving on the Senate floor that they defeated this bill.
It was like they were making this whole political statement, like, I win, you lose. But who really loses are these children. Let's talk about Dr. Lisa Harris. She performed second trimester abortions, and she shares the experience of doing it on an 18-week-old unborn child while she was 18 weeks pregnant
herself.
Yeah,
so she's doing an abortion.
Exactly.
On someone else.
On an unborn child, 18 weeks.
In her own womb.
And in her own womb, she's 18 weeks
pregnant.
She's
18 weeks
pregnant.
Okay?
And she says, instantly, tears were streaming from my eyes. There was a leg and foot in my forceps. Okay, visualize this.
So she's got she's 18 weeks pregnant. Mm-hmm. The woman she's doing the abortion on is 18 weeks pregnant. So she's there, and she has the forceps in the mother's womb.
She has the baby, right.
Clamping onto that 18-week child.
Right, and she says, there was a leg and foot in my forceps and a thump, thump in my abdomen. I went about doing the procedure as usual. I used electrical suction to remove the amniotic fluid, picked up my forceps, and began to remove the fetus in parts, as I always did. I felt lucky that this one was already in the breech position. It would make grasping small parts, which are legs and arms, a little easier. And she even is able to say, abortion is different from other surgical procedures. It is violent.
Yeah, this is hard to even stomach that.
Yes.
The person here was 18 weeks pregnant, aborting a mother's child who's 18 weeks. They're identical in terms of their gestational age.
Right.
And while she's killing the unborn child of this woman, her own child moves in her own womb.
Right.
Thump, thump, she feels on her abdomen.
One lives, well, one dies.
She testified, you know, to how she's haunted by that, mm-hmm. at least, and at least admits how violent it is. But we know the science has now proven unborn babies as young as 20 weeks have these pain receptors all over their skin in concentration equal or greater to than that of adults, as we've already mentioned.
Right.
This is Hitlerian. This is Mengele would do stuff like this in the Nazi concentration camps. And I've been to the Holocaust Museum, and I've walked through there, and I remember thinking to myself how they use the same exact tactics to dehumanize preborn children that they use to dehumanize the Jewish people. And so the parallels are striking. The parallels cannot go unnoticed between what they did to the Jews in Nazi Germany and what right here, torturing them to death, dismembering them alive in the womb.
Yeah, it's people that have power that come against another class of people to dehumanize and eventually to eliminate that class of people. In the case of the Jews, it was people who were non-Aryans, and the Jews obviously were, 6 million of them were slaughtered by the Nazis. Here in abortion, it's these innocent, helpless little children who society or the mother is convinced, or people have convinced others, that they're not human. And yeah. Therefore, they're expendable. They're just like garbage that you can throw away. But these are human beings. These are babies.
10 times the number. 6 million Jews, 60 million.
60 million
babies.
Children. But have lost
you know, guys, you know, this, these days we wouldn't wish this kind of treatment on the vilest of criminals. But yet, the United States is one of seven countries that allows this.
Only seven countries.
Yeah, you think about the death penalty,
right?
And you think about the way that it has changed over time, firing squads, hanging, mm-hmm. electric chair. Now you have lethal injection. The question is, many people debate now is,
right.
What kind of medication are you giving to not have it be painful? We're more humane when
Absolutely.
Someone has committed violent crimes.
Yeah.
Than we are to innocent children.
Carrying out the death penalty than we are on innocent human children. That happens every day at alarming rates.
And we're on the same list as North Korea. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, there's we have a constitutional provision against cruel and unusual punishment, right? How cruel and unusual is it to actually tear somebody apart alive? Imagine if we had even the worst mass murderer mm-hmm. on death row. Do you think they would put him draw and quarter him, rip his arms and rip his arms and legs off while he's alive?
Just one time, if you would take chains and around their arms and legs, and then just start pulling and ripping. Imagine what the outrage would be.
The outcry. And rightly so.
And rightly so, yeah. We should be outraged at that. That is subhuman. That is inhumane. That's satanic. And that's exactly what we do in this abortion procedure. And the Senate, the Democrats in the Senate, except for three, and then two Republicans, Collins and Murkowski, all voted to filibuster this.
And you know what? I believe 14 of those Democrats were Catholics, too, which is really interesting.
Supposedly Catholics.
Yeah.
They're Catholic in name only. They certainly don't practice their faith.
That's tragic.
And then here, of course, where we are in this case is Alabama. Alabama has a very similar law that was passed, and it was challenged by the West Alabama Women's Center, the death mill of the abortion industry there, because they want to continue to rip and tear children apart like this. They want to continue to allow their paid slaughterhouse to destroy children like this. And so they have filed suit. This case is now up before the Court of Appeals, and Liberty Counsel has filed a brief. Pray for this case. It's the West Alabama Women's Center versus Thomas Miller, or Miller case. West Alabama Women's Center versus Miller. That's a case in which we represent the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the American College of Pediatricians. Thank you for listening. Thanks for praying. This tragedy of abortion must end. It is a scourge on America and our history. Stand with us and pray and work to restore the sanctity of human life. Join Liberty Counsel in the fight for life. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember not only prayers for our ministry and our team, but also remember us in your financial support. Liberty Counsel is a nonprofit, tax-deductible ministry Contributions are tax deductible. Stand with us as we stand with life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.